From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There is a shortage of EpiPens. These are the injections used to treat severe allergic reactions. In response to the shortage, the Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration date for some EpiPen products by 4 months, based on data from EpiPen maker Mylan that it'll be fine, the older pens will still work. From our health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, there's reason to hope the EpiPen shortage will soon be over.
Medical providers have dealt with EpiPen shortages for the last 20 years. Michael Gagneau with the American Society of Health Systems Pharmacists says this time around, it's a supply chain problem.
On the device side, there have been some recent issues with getting the supplies to the manufacturer for the EpiPen.
Now that the FDA has allowed drug company Teva to produce the first generic version of EpiPen, there's some optimism that relief is on the way. But University of Utah pharmacist Aaron Fox says it's unclear Teva could handle a serious and persistent shortage of EpiPens.
How much can Teva ramp up? Could they make, more than 70% of the market if they had to?
Teva hopes to get its generic EpiPen to market in the next few months. Fox says ideally, other generic drug makers will eventually jump in, lowering the price and bringing more stability to a life-saving drug. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.